I'm here with Maria Barkin, who is a clinical psychologist and clinical supervisor at ISO Digital Health. Hi, Maria. How are you doing?
Hello. Very well. Very happy to be here. Thank you.
You gave a really great talk this morning on the evidence behind online interventions in psychology. And you started off by talking about the continuum of digital therapy interventions, CCBT, ICBT, IECBT. Sounds like someone stood on your foot. Tell us a bit about those different types of therapy, and tell us also whether you think that clinical psychologists understand the difference between them, particularly the kind of asynchronous, synchronous differences.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually not very sure people understand the difference, not just clinical psychologists, but like mental health professionals in general. The majority of the research is being done in what we call CCBT or ICBT, which is CCBT would be your classical guided self-help, in which you don't have any human interaction, as in there is not therapist time. The ICBT is where you have usually some kind of manualized program of or manual or product with human interaction, with therapist interaction. What the literature doesn't really distinguish is what type of interaction that might be, whether it's just a 10-minute telephone call or whether it's a half-an-hour session online here and there between the manualized program with the aim to increase the adherence of the client to the program. And that's where the big body of the research is, more than anything, because that's what has been done in the last sort of 30, 40 years. But at the end of the continuum, we would have the IECBT, which is the...
It works much better in a Spanish accent.
There you are, you don't have to say I. So, and that's internet-enabled CBT. And what it is where you are actually doing the therapy that you would do face-to-face normally, the normal therapy, which means you do your assessment, you do your formulation, and you devise a treatment plan which is idiosyncratic to that patient. And the only difference is that you would do it in a therapy room. Sorry, in a virtual therapy room rather than in the face-to-face therapy room. And within that, we have sort of two variants. One is Skype or video conferencing, which we have talked a lot today about, and the other, it would be chat, in which you don't see your therapist, you don't talk to your therapist. It's in a safe chat room where you can communicate via synchronous messaging, which means basically at the same time. So we are in that room at the same time. We have previously booked a session, and the session is happening in real time.
And you spoke a lot about the evidence. There were a lot of citations in your talk. I was struggling to keep up with the tweeting.
Me too.
Okay. Lots of evidence for digital psychology interventions. Do you think that our current practice here in the UK, digital psychology practice, is in line with that evidence? Or do you think that the evidence is kind of leading the way? It really strikes me that, you know, normally the way it works in psychology is that we start doing stuff before we have the evidence, CBT, mm-hmm. mindfulness. We seem to have the evidence for digital interventions, but we don't seem to be doing them.
Well, we are doing them, only we're doing them in a smaller scale. We are, particularly at ISO Digital Health, we have contracts with many CCGs across the country, and we are delivering those interventions. It is not widely spread across the NHS yet, because obviously there is a process of building up these platforms. But certainly, as you say, the evidence is there. It is usually the case that it takes, as somebody was saying today in the talk, it takes a number of years to translate that evidence into practice. And that is, obviously, that is happening. But what we are doing, the evidence is there, and we have comparable data to the national IAP results, and we are showing that we are doing really quite well, comparable, absolutely comparable to face to face. And our hypothesis is that within the ISO model and the ISO method, we can actually drive those percentages, that effectiveness, and maintain it. So drive it up more, so get better results than actual face-to-face therapy. But not only that, but maintain the results at one year follow-up.
You're a clinical psychologist who's got the digital bug, and there's a couple of them here. I noticed people that are really into digital. Now, that's not the case generally in clinical psychology. If you ask 1,000 clinical psychologists whether they do this digital stuff or whether they want to do this digital stuff, the vast majority say no. Yeah. And yet the demand from the public for these services is huge. So how do you think we change the culture of people to want to deliver these services?
Yes, so I think we change the culture by doing things like this, by training, by giving opportunity to people to have a go and experience what it's like, and just to work in demystifying a little bit the status quo. I myself had a lot of prejudice at the beginning. You know, I've been a clinical psychologist for many years, myself at the beginning, I said, oh my God, that's not possible. How are you going to get these results when you are not seeing at the person, you know, in the room? You are not, what about the nonverbal language? You know, the nonverbal language seemed to be some kind of big thing up there that nobody was, it's a big bias, it's a big assumption, really, of what is nonverbal language and how we use that in therapy. And what we are proving day in and day out is that you can build up a therapeutic alliance online without talking to your therapist, without seeing your therapist, just using the written language. And not only that you can build a therapeutic alliance, but that you can get really good results. And I suppose getting into the training universities and to the training courses and educating people, it would be a great start to do that. And just like anything that is new, I think there is a fear to that unknown. And I think there is a fear of technology, and there is a fear of it's going to come a robot, you know, Alexa is going to come and do the therapy for me, and I'm going to be out of a job. And that's not at all. We, medical profession, had been using tools like for centuries. Why cannot mental health use tools, technological tools, to make us do a better job?
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.